Today we're going to be learning Moed Katan Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph, the last Amar of the first parak of Maseches Moed Katan. We are holding at the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. The Mishnah is going to explain those things that are mutter to be done in Chol HaMoed only if it's done as a Maisa Hedyot, only if it's done in a non-professional way. So for example, Osin Ma'aka Legagul Marpeset, a person is allowed to make a fence around his roof or around his porch, Maisa Hedyot, only if he does it in a non-professional way, Avalo Maisa Uman, but not if he does it in a professional way, because a Maisa Uman is only mutter if it's for ochel nefesh, if it's for basic physical sustenance, or if it's a davar aved, it's something that's going to cause you to lose money. But otherwise, a maisa uman is aser, so it has to be done in a maisa hedyot kind of way. Similarly, shafin es hasdakim, we can fill in, smooth out the cracks in an oven. Uma agilin osan b'magila, and we can, even if the bottom of the oven is not smooth, we can roll out with a smooth stone, roll out the over the bottom of the oven to make it smooth. Biyadu v'regel, and we could do that with by hand or by foot, avalobim machal tsayim, but not with machal tsayim, which is a piece of wood that is shaped like a foot that they would push down on the cement of the bottom of the oven in order to make it flatter, in order to make it more smooth. Apparently, using such a utensil, using such a tool, is considered to be a maisa uman. That's considered to be a professional job and not a maisa hedyot. Now we're going to explain those things that are mutter because they are davara aved, that it's going to be a loss if you don't have them. Hatsir, v'atzinor, v'hakora, v'hamanul, v'hamafteach, shenishbru, different parts of a door and a door lock and the bolt and the different parts of the door. If they break, misaknun b'moed, you're allowed to fix them on Chol HaMoed without doing anything unusual, because that's considered to be a davar aved, that's considered to be a major loss. Why is it a davar aved? If you leave your door open or broken, with the lock broken, your house is near robbed, you can lose everything in the house. So it's a davar aved, even though it might be a maisa uman, even though it might be a professional job. Here's what you can't do, though, and there's an important concept called mechavin melachta b'moed. You're not allowed to, if it's broken 2 weeks before Yantav, say, yeah, I'll just get to it on Chol HaMoed. I won't do it now, I'll wait till Chol HaMoed, I'll do that. That you're not allowed to do, even if it's a davar ha'aved. The Mishnah is going to explain those melachos that are mutar on Chol HaMoed because there's ochel nefesh involved. The kol kvashin, different types of food that are pickled, that are soaked in vinegar, things like that, that you will be able to eat from them on Chol HaMoed. They'll be finished, they'll be pickled, they'll be done. On Chol HaMoed, kovshan, you're allowed to start pickling them on Chol HaMoed. That's considered a tzaruch ochel nefesh on Chol HaMoed. So I guess the main point number one of the Mishnah is that one is not allowed to do a maisa uman. One is not allowed to do a professional job unless it's for a davra ha'aved. Unless it's for a davra aved, like fixing your lock, or for ochel nefesh, like pickling your vegetables. Okay, so the Mishnah had spoken about building a fence. That was an example of a something that you're only allowed to do as a maisa hedyot, not as a maisa uman. Hechidami maisa hedyot. How do you build a fence in a non-professional way and like actually have the fence stand and work? Rav Yosef Amar Buhutza, he says use palm branches, vidafno, or other types of branches that aren't really that sturdy. Don't build a brick fence. If you build a brick fence, so brick laying is a professional job, but if you just build a softer fence, a fence made out of reeds and things like that, that's okay. But Masnisa Tanan, the Braisa, it says differently. It says, Tsar b'tsarar, put stones one on top of the other, but veinotach betit, but don't cement the stones together. So you can lay out the stones and make a stone fence as long as you don't cement it all together. Shafanas is talking about Magilin Osan Bema Agila. Then the Mishnah mentioned that we can smooth out the cracks in the oven and we can flatten the bottom of the oven. Hashaba Magila Amrit Shari, if you're allowed to even use a Ma'agila, and even though that it's a little bit of a Maisa Uman, Biyadav Regel Mibai, do you need to tell me that you're allowed to use your hand and foot? That certainly is not a maisa uman at all. So it says in Rana Hachikam, Rashafnas is stuck in Magilin Lassan, Ke'ein Ma'agel, Biyadav Regel, avalav mechlesayim. So that what it means to say is that you could smooth it out really well by hand and by foot until it looks like, to the point that it even looks like you used a kli like a ma'agila, which makes it smooth. But do not use a machlotzayim, because because even a ma'agila would be asr. Any sort of tool that you would use to smooth out the oven would be asr. That would be called a ma'isu uman. So main point number two, you can only smooth out the oven by hand and foot, because that's a ma'isa hedyot, but not with any sort of tool, because that's a ma'isa uman. Then the Mishnah mentioned that tzir v'atzina v'akor v'amanu v'amavtech shenishbru misakon v'moed, that all the different parts of the door and the door lock you're allowed to fix on Chol HaMoed, and we said it's because it's a davar avid. In fact, the Gemara sounds like you're allowed to fix all these things, even though it's going to involve using hammers and tools or whatever, or minhi, but I'll ask you a stira. It says in Masech HaSota, Ad Yama v'yipat shemaka b'yushlayim, that until the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the people would do work with their hammers, and they would do malacha on Chol HaMoed for Davar Aved. So it sounds like, yeah, Ad Yamavin Mikan Ve'elichlo, that only until the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol was permissible to use hammers to do work of Davar Aved and Chol HaMoed. But after his days, they wouldn't bang with hammers anymore, because everyone would know that it's everyone would realize that they're doing Malach and Chol HaMoed, but not everyone would realize that it's being done for a Davar Aved. So apparently, it became usher to do a Maisa, to use tools to fix things, a Maisa Uman on Chol HaMoed, even for a davar aved. And so more lokasha kan b'dinafchi kan b'dinagri, that the takan of Yochanan Kohen Gadol was by blacksmiths that are working with iron, and that makes a very, very loud noise. Everyone's going to hear the hammer banging. But when our Mishnah is talking about fixing door locks, we're not talking about metal, we're talking about banging on wood, which is not as loud and therefore is permissible. So I asked Rav Chista, wait a second, Maskel Rav Chista, Yomru Kala Rabba Asir, Kala Zuta Shari. So what, you mean to tell me that if it makes a loud noise, then it's going to be asir to make loud noise in Chol HaMoed, and if you make a soft noise, that's mutar in Chol HaMoed? Meaning, since the reason of the Gzera of Yochanan Kohen Gadol was because Maris HaAyin, how could you differentiate between a loud noise and a weak noise? If people hear it, then even if it's a weak noise, but it's been heard, and if people don't hear it, then even if it's a loud noise, so why do we differentiate between a loud noise and a weak noise? So rather, says Rav Chista, a different answer. Elam Rav Chista lo kasha. Habimagli, habichatzini. Answer number two, that our Mishnah that allows using hammers to fix the door lock, that's talking about when you're using large nails that really don't make much of a sound at all. Whereas Yochanan Kohen Gadol was talking about fixing with a hammer and things like that, which make do make some sort of noise. So apparently, whatever magali are, they don't make any noise. Chatzini do make some noise. So says Rav Chis, it's not about whether it makes a loud noise or a low noise, it's whether it makes noise at all. If it makes noise at all, then it's aser. If it makes no noise, then it's mutter. Third answer, Rav Papa Amar, kan kodem gezera, kan liachar gezera. Maybe our Mishnah was talking before the gezera of the times of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, before they ever made a gezera. So it used to be mutter. Now, in a chinami, it's aser. And then fourth answer, Rav Ashi Amar, har Rabbi Yehuda, har Rabbi Yossi. That maybe the Mishnah Sota that says that Yochanan Kohen Gadol disallowed, forbade using hammers on Chol HaMoed is following the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that someone who has wine in his pit, a place that the wine goes to after you crush the grapes, and because of some sort of onus that happened, he wasn't able to take the wine out of the pit and to put it into barrels to package it before Yantif. Even though if he were to leave the wine in the pit and not put it into barrels till after Yantif, the wine would turn bad, and therefore it is a davar aved. Still, Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not allowed to put the wine in the barrels and to close off the barrels like you would throughout the rest of the year. You're only allowed to cover up the pit where the wine currently is with whatever reeds you can, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that even for a davar aved, you're not allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed without a shinoi. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would hold you're not allowed to, even for a davar aved, fix things with a hammer, bang with a hammer. So that would be the shita of Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol. But Rabbi Yossi is makel about davar aved. Rabbi Yossi holds that you're allowed to put all the wine that you want into the barrels because it's a davar aved. So we see that for a davar aved, you're allowed to do malacha even without any sort of shita. shinoi. So since we find that it's machlok shabidu and Rabbi Yossi about a davra aved, so maybe that's the discussion over here. That's the issue over here. So damar Rabbi Yisrael bar Avdimi man tana shinoi b'moed b'davra aved delo. Rabbi Yossi, whoever says you need to use a shinoi on a davra aved, you can't do a regular malacha. You need to do something unusual for a davra aved. That's against Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that you don't need to use a davra aved. So amar Ravina keman medlina neida kavusa d'dasha b'chulu d'muada. According to whose opinion are we knowing nowadays to lift up the beam over the door in Chol HaMoed, meaning when we take the nails from the beam on Chol HaMoed and it causes the beam to fall down, we lift it up and we put it back into its place and we put it back in with the nails and everything without any shinui, meaning we do a Maisu Uman essentially. Kiman, Rabbi Yossi, that follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that allows the Davar Aved without any shinui. So main point number whatever we're up to, three I guess, is the Gemara has four answers to the contradiction between our Mishnah and Yochanan Kohen Gadol, whether you're allowed to bang with a hammer to fix things on Chol HaMoed. Four answers to the contradiction between our Mishnah and Yochanan Kohen Gadol in Sota, whether you're allowed to bang with a hammer to fix things on Chol HaMoed. At first we thought it mattered. The first answer was whether it makes a loud noise or a soft noise. Second answer was whether it makes any noise or no noise. Third answer was whether you use was whether it was before the Gezerah or after the Gezerah. And the fourth answer is that it's really machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Next, kvashon shel yachol lechol b'moed kovshon. So we said that you're allowed to pickle vegetables that you're going to eat on Chol HaMoed. So says the Gemara, Badisa Libayi, the river of Libayi, you have a name of a city, Kavri, they moved the waters to another place and they dried it up so that they'll be left with a lot of fish. Azul kuli alma, so tzura isukavra, tzuda isukavra. So everyone went on Chol HaMoed and they started trapping fish and they brought a lot of fish for the sake of Yantif to use on Chol HaMoed. But because there were so many fish, they couldn't eat them all on Chol HaMoed. They had a ton of fish. Sharulu Rava lemimlech minayu. Rava allowed them to salt in order to preserve them for after Chol HaMoed, so that they shouldn't all be ruined. Amle abayis abayis tzurav vatnan kavashon shiyachal lechon v'moed kovshan. But doesn't the Mishnah say that you're only allowed to use those vegetables that will be ready, that the pickling will be done for the sake of Yontif use, that you're not allowed to have it for after Yontif use? So Amalei came to Meikar, Daita Achilei Zinu, Vishavik Lupasti, Kaprakmatia Avidame Vishari. So Rav answered, no, since originally they brought it for the sake of eating it, and now that they have it, if they leave it alone, it's going to get ruined, so that's considered a business that's going to get ruined, it's considered a material that's going to get destroyed, and that's mutter. Vikadami Sharilu Rava Meitzad Meizel Isuya Mimlach. Some say the Rava didn't just allow them to have it once they already had it to preserve it. He allowed them to go take more fish than they needed, knowingly take more fish than they needed, and then preserve it. But our Mishnah says that you can only pickle the amount of vegetables that you're going to be able to eat on Chol HaMoed. How could you lechatchila allow them to go and collect more? Amalei Rava responded, Haninami misachli agev itzta. These fish are also ra'i to be eaten on Chol HaMoed by keeping the salt with them, meaning by soaking them in a lot of water until you take out all the meaning, not by keeping the salt and by desalting them, by soaking them in a lot of water until you take out all the salt. Ki had Shmuel, like Shmuel used to say, avdu leshitin itzi, they would do 60 times of soaking. They would bring fish that were soaked in salt and they would rinse it off with water a lot of times. V'achal, and then he was able to eat it. So don't worry, just because we're salting it, it doesn't mean it's inedible for Chol HaMoed. We can remove the salt and it will become edible for Chol HaMoed. The Gemara brings another two stories about eating salted fish by rinsing it off. Rava ikla lebe Reish Galusa. One time Rava went to the house of the Reish Galusa, avdi leishitin itzi v'achal. And again, they removed the salt by rinsing it 60 times, and they were able to eat from it. Rav ikla lebe Rav Shapir. Rav went to Rav Shapir, aisul kamayu hu kavr. They brought him fish, tilta bishula, that was one-third cooked, in water, vitilta milcha, and 1/3 of it was soaked in salt, vitilta tavya, and 1/3 of it was roasted on fire. So you see that you could eat fish that was soaked in salt simply by rinsing it off, because again, they brought him 1/3 of the fish that they brought him was soaked in salt, so apparently that's not a problem. Now the Gemara is going to have a lot of different statements about how to eat fish. Amrav, Amrli Adat, Saida Kavra, Samach Lemisruche Ma'ale. If that Amrli Adat Saida, rather, Adat Saida, a man who was, whose name was Ada, and he was a fish, he's a fisherman, told me that he was Saida Kavra, he was a fisherman, he trapped fish, he was a fisherman, Samach Lemisruche Ma'ale. He used to say, the fish are the most delicious right before they spoil, like moments before they spoil, that's when they're the most delicious. Va'amrav, Amrli Adat Saida Kavra, Adat Saida Kavra also told me, Tavya ba'achua, you should roast the fish with the fish's brother, meaning with salt, because salt is what is the environment the fish grows up in. Asuke ba'avua, you should soak it in its father, which means the water, because fish obviously grow in water. Michli bivrei, and you should eat the fish with its son, meaning put it in brine, in the juices that ooze out of fish. And ishti aleavua, and drink after it the water, which is its father of the fish. So he told him how to eat fish, so that will be the most delicious. V'yomer, Avin Rav also said, Amar li Abba Tzai de Kavra, Abba Tzai de Abba, the fisherman also told me, Tachli, cress, v'chalava, or milk, that all these things are heavy on the body, liton gufa, will cause your body to feel to weigh down. V'lo liton puria, and will not pick up the load. Don't go to bed. You should walk a lot after you eat these things, and don't go to bed right away. Va'amarav amrli adetzayde kavra tachli v'chalava maya v'lo shichra. Person should drink after eating fish and cress and these things and milk. He should drink water and not beer. Shichra v'lo chamra. But if he doesn't want to drink water, better to drink beer than to drink wine. So I guess the final main point is the Gemara gives many bits of advice on how to properly eat fish. And once a fish is salted, it can still become edible by rinsing it many times. Hadron Allah, Mashkin Beis Hashlachin, Be'ezras Hashem. Next time we will start with the second parak of Maseches Moed Katan.